Welcome to the Watermark Church Podcast. Today we continue the series, Our Story, Week 2, Fish and Submarine. Let's listen in.
About a year and a half ago, we started talking about next steps. And just spiritually, that we all need next steps. And one of the things I say all the time is even I and my wife, Jane, listen, I'm not going to stand here and be a pastor and say we all need next steps. We haven't got to figure it out. I was within a car with a friend yesterday driving back from I spoke at a winter retreat for youth kids this past weekend, and I brought some friends with me, and I ran our way back, and one of them turned to me in the car. I said, I got a question. I said, yeah. He goes, what do you think my next step is? Can I just tell you, that's like one of the best questions I've ever heard. Like, what if we just ask each other more, like, what's our next step? It's interesting because I love what people said, like, their next step is maybe going on a trip, and maybe your next step is just knowing the Lord, and maybe somebody's next step is getting water baptized. You know what? But maybe somebody's next step is forgiving somebody. Maybe somebody's next step is releasing something from the past, and maybe it's moving forward and whatever it is. But I believe that we all have next steps, and I'm gonna end today. I'm not gonna go into a whole sermon today, but I'm gonna talk about just something briefly about me personally. It's pretty funny. I shared this before, and somebody came up to me last week, not even knowing I'm gonna preach on. And they said, "I love that story you shared that one time." And I said, "I didn't say it, but I'm gonna share it next week again." So here we go. And if you could put that picture up, it'd be awesome, of that submarine. And I was watching this. Anybody else watch documentaries? I get stuck in them, and I just watch them. Just give me any. By the way, speaking of documentaries, if you want to watch one on Netflix, watch Poverty, Inc. If you want to hear about Haiti, it's one of the best documentaries I've ever heard. And it'll show you what we did in Haiti, Poverty, Inc. But I was watching this documentary. I watch silly ones. I watch crazy ones. I like to watch Navy SEAL ones, whatever it is. Stuff I can't do, I like to watch. And I was watching this one about a submarine. And it's like, I love how funny it was because they kept on using giant words like, "We built this sub that goes to the deepest parts of the ocean, and no one's ever seen by, you know, their own visual eyes what's down there, and it's so dark." And they're like talking about, "We're the first ones ever to go down here." And they're talking about, "We created this," and they're talking about how much steel it took to get the submarine so it doesn't collapse. And they're talking about all this stuff, and I'm like, "This is amazing." And you're watching this video, and I'm sucked into it. And as I'm watching the sub go around and seeing the dark, you know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, it's just like this. As the sub's going around taking video shots, I see this little tiny fish swim right past it. And I paused it, and I just started laughing. Because I'm like, I'm hearing these big words like, this man thing that we made went down as deep as we can go, and we can't go down any deeper because if you know science, if it goes down any pressure, the pressure of the outside will crush that submarine like a pop can. And so we can't go down any further because we're going to be crushed. We're going to implode, and it's going to destroy us. And all of a sudden, as they're saying this, a couple fish swim right past, and I just said, "The Lord is funny." The Lord is really funny because here the Lord made fish with a little bit of skin, a little tiny skin, and it's almost like making fun of the submarine, saying, "Look at what I can do, and you can't do this. I can even go a little bit further down." And I'm like, "This is so funny." And so, of course, I started remembering back to science, of course, and why this works. And the reason this works, here's a science thing, because of the pressure, because the fish have equal pressure on the inside as the outside. Is this true? So it doesn't matter how thin that layer is. What matters is the pressure on the inside is equal as the pressure on the outside. You guys know this with science, right? And it got me thinking. Because a lot of us, listen, pressures of this world come in, pressures of this life come in, and listen, being parents and trying to figure out this thing called life and bills and businesses and everything else comes into life, and even temptations and hurt and disappointments and whatever it is, the pressures begin to melt and mount up, and we feel like we're sinking and we feel like we're caving in. And the reason we feel like caving in sometimes is because the pressure on the outside is greater to the pressure on the inside. Do you know why I love church? Some people, they come to church every other week. Some people come to church on holidays. That's great. But you know why I come to church, even if I wasn't a pastor? Because I need it. I love church because the fact is, during the week, I leak. I mean, not, you know what I'm saying. I know where you guys' minds are going here. And of course, I leak, but all of a sudden, I get to church, and if you're like me, just watching this video and hearing stories and listening to Corey and Melissa's last week and hearing some more next week, those stories, don't they just fill you up? Doesn't it do something with you? And Dan and Brianna lead worship, and we're going to get back into it in a little bit, and you begin to lift your hands, and you begin to worship the Lord, and the Holy Spirit starts to move and starts working on the inside. Don't you just feel, all of a sudden, you start being filled up, and all of a sudden, something's working on the inside. And I'm telling you, a lot of people have said to me, I missed church last week. It was a pretty tough week because I wasn't filled up for this week. I think what happens in life, it's like my wife always makes fun of me. Anybody else just run their tank on empty all the time? Just me, okay. That's good to know. I don't know, maybe it's a step of faith. I don't know what it is. And it's funny because the problem with that is I feel a lot of our lives are running on empty. We come home from work and we're just running on fumes and all of a sudden, what's for supper? You know what I'm saying? You know, and the annoying things happen, and we're just constantly running on fumes because the pressure on the outside is greater than the pressure on the inside. I love church because when I come to church, here's what we all believe. You come to church not because we're awesome or because we want to look good or anything. We come to church because we all realize we need more of Jesus in our life. Amen? And we come because we can't do this thing called life alone. We leak. The stuff happens. It comes out. And we need to be filled up to be a better father, to be a better mother, to be a better friend, to be a better husband, to be a better wife. We cannot do it alone. And that's, we need to be filled up. I'm going to close with this story. And I've shared this quite a few times, and especially when we do a series like this, I just want to share this, and I even shared this past weekend with students, and especially today, I want to share this. You put that next picture up. When I was in college, I went down to Evangel. Dan and Brianna, you guys can come up here, actually. We're going to close with this. When I was down at Evangel College, I was called into ministry. I was at Bible camp one summer, and at ninth grade. And I felt like as I was praying at the altar, the Lord spoke to me and said that you're going to be in a ministry. And I'm like, so ninth grade on, I just feel like I was called into ministry. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was going to either be a pastor, a missionary, youth pastor, whatever it is. I didn't know. I didn't even think about church planning. I didn't know what I was going to do. And as time went on, I knew I was going to go to Bible college. I knew I was going to step out and do some things. And so I went to Bible college down in Missouri. And I remember being down there my freshman year. It was actually my sophomore year is when it happened. And I went to a church called Calvary at that point. And that Sunday morning church service, they had a grouping called Teen Challenge. And some of you know Teen Challenge. Some of you work with Teen Challenge. Some of you know a lot about them. And Teen Challenge was there. And what do you know? Teen Challenge is a Christian drug and rehabilitation center. And they do work with addicts and different things. And they were sharing testimonies that Sunday morning, kind of like what we're doing this morning. And they were up there doing choir songs, sharing testimonies. And I remember thinking as a young guy, full of excitement, going into ministry, like, I'm going to kill this thing. Listening to them share their stories about how God has changed their lives and their passion to reach their families and their love for the Lord. And the more they talked, the more I got mad. And here's the reason why. Because I'm sitting there as a pastor saying, I'm going to be a pastor soon, and these guys are more excited about Jesus Christ than I am. And here I am paying, you know, thousands of dollars, and my parents, of course, too, to go to school, to be a minister, and yet these guys have more passion for reaching people than I do. And they have, you know, it's not about their stories, it's just about their excitement and their deepness. And I'm like, and I as they're talking, I get more mad. And I finally said, I got up and I left church that morning. I got in my car and I said, I'm out. And this is my prayer to the Lord. I said, Lord, if this is what you have called to do, me to do, then you have got to change my heart, because this is what I said. I don't care. I don't care. Listen, I was raised in the church and I was part of youth ministry and I helped out with the youth group. And I'm not saying I didn't care about the Lord, but I'm telling you, I had a mission, but my passion was not there. I wasn't growing in the Lord. I was just kind of going through the motions. And I hear about passion for the Lord. I've been on mission trips. I'm just like, I just don't feel. I felt like at that moment, the Lord spoke and says, give me 1 week. And I felt like the Lord wanted to do something in my heart. So here's what I did. I made a vow that morning, that Saturday, Sunday morning. I went back to my dorm room and I said, Lord, I'm going to give you this week. I'm only going to go to class. I'm only going to do my homework. And the rest of the week, I'm going to devote it to you. I'm going to fast and pray this week. We used to call it suck carpet. I'm going to go down and literally just pray and just put my face down and kneel down and read the Bible and just get in my face. And I need you to do something. I need an encounter and experience with the Lord for myself, not for anybody else, but for me. And I remember the next morning, I woke up really early, went down to our chapel, and I lay down on the floor super early in the morning, and I did the most spiritual thing I've ever done. I lay down and I fell asleep for about 1 hour. Anybody else like that? I'm going to pray this morning. We're going to go at it. And then snooze fest happens. Yes, even pastors fall asleep when they're praying sometimes. And I remember just, I wake up and I'm going, I'm already mad at myself going, yeah, this is a great way to start. And then right then I see this picture in my head. It's just so clear. And it's this glass vase. It's glass vase. And it's in a 3/4 of the vase is filled with like dirty sewage water, and 1/4 of it is crystal clear water to the rim. And I'm like, what is this? And I even wrote it down. I said, I don't know what this is, Lord. And this is what I feel like he said to me. This is your life. He says, you asked me to fill you up. And he says, I will, and I do. But he says, I can only fill you up as much as you have room for it. So he says, if you want more, you got to make room for more. He says, empty it out. And I'm telling you, that started that week of just going through stuff. Now listen, it's not evil things I was dumping. It was time-consuming, busy things, unproductive things. And it was things in my life that were distracting me. Because if the devil, listen, if the devil can't destroy you, he will distract you. He will enable us from moving forward. And all of a sudden, the Lord started speaking about things. Now, listen, not necessarily to you, but to me. You got to lay that down. You got to get rid of this. I was in an unhealthy relationship, and the Lord said, get rid of that. I mean, I didn't say that to her. I didn't say, get rid of that. But I laid that down. I was done with that. Listen, it wasn't helping me. And I just started laying things down that were not bringing me forward. Now listen, what began to happen is even church changed for me. Even going to classes changed. Even thinking about ministry, because the closer I got to the Lord, even my passion to reach people changed. Because listen, they say if I sit across from my wife and we're on the same page, our hearts will become in sync in a few minutes. And the more time you spend with the Lord, the more you feel his heartbeat, which is souls and the Great Commission, and then just getting to be with him. And I'm telling you, what began to happen to me is this birthing and filling up. Now listen, I tell you, pressure comes to us too. But when pressure comes, I'm not going to run away from the cross. I'm going to run towards the cross. when pressure comes, I'm not going to run away and get mad and complain. I'm going to say, God, fill me up because I can't do this thing alone. I'm about ready to blow a gasket here.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week as we continue the series, Our Story.